Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is John Sapper for Community Comment. It seems the older I get, the more I enjoy history. Maybe it's because I'm getting closer to remembering the historical events I'm talking about. That's a frightening thought. I'm really not that old, but when I was talking with some buddies the other evening, and after about 20 minutes of conversation, I said, "Do you realize that in the last 20 minutes, we've only talked about two things, the way things used to be 50 years ago and what part of us is aching?" Life was different back then. I grew up in Fortuna. Gas was 32 cents a gallon. Postage stamp was 5 cents. A big candy bar was 10 cents. The movies cost 25 cents. We didn't keep our doors locked. Milk was delivered to our home in glass bottles each week. The doctor came to the house with their black doctor bag when we were sick. We had to call an operator to connect us with someone else to talk to on the phone. The TV was only black and white and had rabbit ears, two steel rods sticking up on top of the TV for anyone listening to this who was under the age of 30. We were excited to have two channels to watch. There was no such thing as a gigabyte. I did know someone who could do a megabyte. They could eat half a Bob's footlong with one chomp. They could only do 1 megabyte at a time, though. There wasn't a Twitter, unless you were talking about someone who shook a bit. When I cut and pasted, I used scissors and some Elmer's glue. I had friends who downloaded often, but it was usually on weekends at a party. My desktop was made out of wood. A web developer was just a spider on the outside of your home. Yahoo was what you said on Friday afternoon, waiting for the weekend. If you burned a disk, you usually had trouble walking for quite a while. A tablet was just a pill. A clean room was something I never had. I never Googled the girl, wouldn't even have considered it. The cloud was something you could see in the sky. A cold boot was something you got if your father got after you. A floppy was a rabbit. A hard drive was what it used to be to get to San Francisco. So why do we look at the past with such nostalgia? It took 7 or 8 hours to get to the city. We only had 2 TV channels. A handheld calculator to do basic functions cost $400. We thought 8 tracks played good music. Maybe the answer is related to the conversation I had with my buddies, talking about our aches and pains. We didn't have as many back then. Maybe that's the reason the past looks so good. To check it out, I Googled, don't mind doing it now, 50 years ago in Fortuna to see what I could find. An ad popped up wanting me to buy urinary catheter supplies. Jeez, talk about target marketing. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.